Heavenly Father, we come before you right now in the name of Jesus. The name that's above every name. And God, I know it says, the day will come when every knee shall bow and every tongue shall confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. Lord, we are here today. And there are many others that have made up their mind. They're not waiting for that day. They've already made up their mind that they're going to bow and they're going to confess that Jesus Christ is Lord. And when they confess that Jesus Christ is Lord and believe that, things will begin to happen. God, we thank you for today. We invite the Holy Spirit in. We invite the Holy Ghost in. We invite the angel in. We invite your presence in. God, we just pray today as I stand here, Jesus, as your friend. Because I'll do whatever you ask me to do. You call me my friend. I pray that revelation knowledge will flow freely unhindered by any satanic or demonic forces. God, I give you the praise. God, I give you the honor. I give you the glory. Lord, just let think to my mind and speak to my vocal cords. And let some things be said that would stir our hearts and our mind to seek you more. Because we all need more of Jesus in these trying times. We need to increase our faith to be victorious in everything that we do. Lord, I pray that ears are anointed to hear your words, heart are anointed to receive it, your word will enter in and make a mark that cannot be erased. God, none of me and all of you right now take complete control. Think through my mind, speak to my vocal cords, and God, we give you the praise, we give you the honor, we give you the glory for what will be said to magnify and glorify your name. In Jesus' name we pray. In this world, everybody wants to be successful. Everybody wants to be victorious. But the victory that we need is in Christ. The victory that we need, the everlasting victory that we need is in Christ. Because once we get in Christ, we have accomplished something that God wanted all of us to accomplish. Because when God made each and every one of us, God had a plan. Remember, God said he's not thinking evil about us. He's thinking good about us. And God wants to bring us to an expected end. And the only way we can have that expected end is to make sure we get in Christ. Make sure we get in Christ. When we get in Christ, we are now victorious. In everything we say and everything we do. In Christ, a lot of things available to us. And who is Christ? People say many things about Christ, but I found out that Jesus Christ is a man that was approved by God. Acts 2:22. Jesus Christ was a man that was approved by God. So when we labor to become like Jesus Christ, yield ourselves, then we become a man that's approved by God. And that's what needed in this world today. More of us need to be in a position that we can be approved by God. Being approved by man, accolades, and this and that, in the end, is of no value. But when you're approved by God, you will be victorious in this life and victorious forever when you're approved by God. So where's the victory? How do I win? How do I be successful? How do I really win? How do I have the long life? How do I have the peace? How do I have the health? How do I have the joy? How do I have the finances? How do I have all the things? It's all in Christ. See, that's why Jesus came through Mary. He wanted to be an example. He wanted to be an example. And like I said, he was a man just like us. Little boy raised up. He taught us the way. But he was approved by God. And that's why it's so amazing each and every one of us that's born on this earth can get in a position that we would be approved by God. Man will approve you and pat you in the back and, oh, you're good, you accomplished that. But what will happen in the end? What will happen when life on this earth is completed? If you have not taken the time to know Jesus and God and made him the Lord of your life, it's to no avail. You may make $40 trillion. It's to no avail. The Bible says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul. Now, don't get me wrong. God don't mind you having $40 trillion. But he doesn't want to lose you. That's what God is concerned about. He put you in this world. In the end, he don't want to lose you. That's why it says, what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and lose his soul? But see, the Bible tells me that if I do what God tells me to do, I get to the place where nation will call me blessed. The blessing will run after me and overtake me. What has happened in the world, people have been seeking the blessing, but not seeking the blesser. We got to seek Jesus Christ and make sure that we know him beyond a shadow of a doubt. And we're going to live for him. We're going to please him. And God will do things for you. So eyes have not seen, ears have not heard, neither has entered the hearts of men the thing that God has prepared for those that love him. That's the key. Do you love him? See, if you don't love him, it's to no avail. It says in 1 Corinthians chapter 13, if I give my this, I give my money, I give my house to be burnt, my body to be burned, I do all of these things, and I have not charity, have not love. Love for who? Love for Jesus. See, if why there's so much trouble in the world today, people don't love Jesus. If we love Jesus, that means we love God. And really, that's the answer, that's the solution to all this prejudice stuff. Huh? They don't love Jesus, they don't love God. Because see, God created all of us. He made us the way we are. But when we love Jesus, and when we love God, we can love one another. And that's the only way you can ever love right. Because the Bible tells us that God is what? God is love. So when you know that God, then you know how to love. This worldly love comes and goes up and down. But guess what? God's love is consistent. God's love will never fail. So the victory is to get in Christ. Why you got to get in Christ? Because you can't get to God unless you go through Christ. So no man comes to the Father but by me. You got to go through Christ to get with God. And what I like about it, it says here in 1 John 4:17, as he is, so are we in this present world. What does that tell me? We know that Jesus, he's perfect. He's on the right hand side of God, interceding for those that love him. And we just can be just like Jesus. We can love like Jesus loved. We can live like Jesus did. We can do the works that we can do everything that Jesus did. Because he said, these works shall you do, and greater works shall you do, because I go to my Father. So the benefits of being in Christ. The benefits of being in Christ. Romans 3:24. Being justified freely by his grace through the redemption that is in Christ Jesus. So how do we get grace? We get grace when we're in Christ Jesus. People preaching about grace, but if you're not in Christ, you don't have the grace. You have mercy. God is being merciful. So mercy and truth. How have I drawn thee? So God is merciful. God is not taking you out of here. God is giving you another chance to get it right. God says, I'm being merciful to you. Read my Bible. Believe the truth. And be a doer of the word, not just a hearer. See, if you're a hearer and not a doer, what have you done? You have what? Deceive your own self. Don't deceive your own self. We have a soul to save. Life is going to come to an end. But if you get to know Jesus, you'll be so happy because you know where you're going. You know where you're going to be. You know you can be with him, rule and reign forevermore. That's so exciting. When you know where you're going, and you know who you're going to be with, you'll be excited. Not like Terry said, this man opened up his eyes and he was where? In hell. People say, don't talk about hell. You better talk about it. The Bible says hell has enlarged itself. Because why? People did not get in Christ. They didn't really believe God's word. And see, if you don't do it, you don't really believe it. If you don't do it, you don't really believe it. If you have a math problem and they tell you how to do it, if you don't do it the way the math problem tells you to do it, it won't work out with it. And if we don't do it God's way, it won't work out. So this thing here, grace comes when you're in Christ Jesus. Now, another thing, Romans 8:1. There's no condemnation to them that which are in Christ Jesus. God's word never condemns you. God's word convicts you. God lets you know if you're going wrong. That's all it does. And the Holy Ghost does that to the person speaking until you get the Holy Ghost right. Then the Holy Ghost will convict you. That's why we got to have the Holy Ghost. He convicts us of the sin. See? And that's why it's good to go to a church where somebody has the Holy Ghost, and he may say something to convict, to get you, hit you a little bit. As they say, step on your toes. Don't get mad. Be glad. Then go home and say, Lord, is that me? Talk to him. He says, does that apply to me? Don't get caught up in pride. I don't want to go there no more. He said something about me. No, he said, the Holy Ghost says something to that person to warn you, to examine yourself, to check yourself, to make sure you're ready when Jesus comes. Don't get mad. Go and talk to God. Is that me? God let you know. God said, yes, that's you. I remember when I was coming, going the process, God would tell me, he says, yeah, that's you. You're a mean little booger. I said, me, Lord? Yes. But change me, Lord. Change me, Lord. Because I cannot be in Christ and be what? Mean. He changed me, didn't he? God will change you. So the thing is here. Now, here's another thing. Romans 8, 2, for the law of the spirit of life in Christ Jesus. Life. You have life. John 10:10. Satan come to what? The thief come to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus said, I came that you may have life and have it more abundantly. Where is that life? That life is in Jesus Christ. You have an abundant life when you're in Jesus Christ. Abundant life does not consist of the thing that you possess. You can have all this land, all this stuff, and you leave here, guess what? It's left behind. That abundant life is in Christ, where you can have peace, his peace. You can have joy. No matter what you're going through, God will give you peace, his joy. No matter what you, because why? You know that God's going to what? Fix, Jesus is going to fix it for you. He'll give you that peace, a peace that surpasses all understanding. He'll give you his joy. And the joy of the Lord is the strength of his people. We need to realize the benefits that's available in Christ. But it don't happen unless you are in Christ. And another thing, when you're in Christ, we all can get along. Let's go to this here. Romans 12:5. So we, being many, are one body in Christ. One body. Now, look, that's why everybody, the Bible says, you have passed from death unto life when you have love for who? The brethren. So, if somebody has gotten in your Christ, that's your brother. It doesn't matter about the color of your skin. That's your brother in Christ. And that's why it says, you've got to love one another. Why there's not no love going on like it should? They have not gotten in Christ. Why did all these church separation? Why they have not gotten in the body? If we're in the same body, if this is my body, if this part, I pinch this here, my whole body feels the pain on it. So if we're in the same body, we all feel the hurt. Everybody else feel. We feel the pain. We care for one another. We love one another. We don't try to hurt one another because we're all part of the body. Nobody can take their knife and cut their own body. You love your body. So this is what's wrong. We got to get in Christ. That's when everything's changed. That's when the power is available. That's when everything is available to us. God, he says, in Christ, all the blessings and the promises are what? In other words, when I get in Christ and I ask God for something, God don't say no. What God say? Yay and what? So be it. But now, why he want to give it to me now? I'm in him. He's not going to lose me. I'm in him. I'm living for him. I am pleasing him. And when God knows he's not going to lose me, he'll give me, there's nothing he will not withhold from me. But I got to make sure that I what? Get in him. That's where my blessing is at. That's where everything is at. It's in him. And it says here, in him, 1 Corinthians 1:2. We are sanctified, and read the whole thing, unto the church of God, which is at Corinth, to them that are sanctified in Christ Jesus, called to be saints. So in Christ, we are sanctified. What that mean? Set apart to serve him. In Christ, we want to serve him. We don't want to just serve man. We don't want to just serve ourselves. We want to serve him. That's why it says, if any man come after Christ, then in first do what? Deny himself. See, long as we're trying to please self, we can't please Christ. Because when you deny him, that means whatever he asks you to do, you will do it. And that's where the blessing comes in. Because see, we need Jesus. He was our example. So, in him, there's so much. Christ, he's sanctified. Then they call us saints. Then we're saints. We're what? We're in Christ. We're sanctified. We are now the saints of God. Just like he said, when he's coming back, he's coming back with how much? 10,000 of his what? Saints. These people that have gotten in Christ, have given their life to Christ. You are not a saint. That doesn't happen if you get into Christ. Now, 1 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 30. But of him are ye in Christ, Jesus, who of God is made unto us wisdom and righteousness and sanctification and redemption. So when you're in Christ, God gives you his wisdom. When you're in Christ, God gives you his wisdom. Because the wisdom of man is foolishness with God. All the things that man does and don't seek Jesus and God, they got a problem. They got to remember, the Bible says, it's appointed unto man once to die, and after that, what? The judgment. So that's why we seek to get to know him first. You know, if we all knew that, do you know how much further we'd be down the road? Because what? When we're sanctified and set apart for him and all these things in Christ, then we have a special relationship with him. And like it says in the Bible, it says, my sheep know my voice and the voice of a stranger that will not what? Follow. Can you imagine having the voice of God talking to you, telling you what to do? Go here, don't go here, no, wait here. You got a problem, he tell you how to fix it. Whatever the problem may be. You have a math problem, he tell you how to do it. Because guess what? God and Jesus knows everything. But these things are not happening until you what? Get where? In Christ. Everything is available to us in Christ. Before we got in Christ, thank you, Lord. 1 Corinthians 15:22. Before we got in Christ, for as Adam, we were spiritually dead. Spiritually dead because of sin. But in Christ, you're not alive. The wages of sin is what? Death. In Christ now, you are alive. And that's why it says in Romans 12:1, present your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto thee with your reasonable service. You are alive. Without being in Christ, you're not spiritually alive. You're spiritually dead. God can't use you. But now, see, I'm going to examine myself. I'm going to make sure that when Jesus comes, guess what? I go back what? With him. But I got to be in Christ to go back with him. So I do what I can to make sure I'm in Christ. And I'm always examining myself. Because why? The Bible says, take heed, lest at any time you can let it what? Slip. Remember, the devil go looking. He going to and fro, seeking who he may devour. But here's the thing. Once you get in Christ, you say in Galatians 2:20, I no longer live, right? But who lives in me? Christ. So here when the devil comes to look, he don't see you no more. Who does he see? Christ. You think the devil going to bother Christ? No. Because you remember that Christ came down to hell and defeated him. He remembers that. So when we're in Christ, we've actually defeated the devil in our lives. Don't think that he's not going to try. He tried Jesus. But guess what? You will never yield to temptation. His job is to tempt you, but you will not yield to it. What do you say to Jesus? If you bow down and worship me, I'll give you everything that your eye can see. That's what's happening to the world today. They're bowing down. No. Don't bow down to nothing. Stand for holiness. Stand for righteousness. Because God, at the appointed time, will do great things for you. He will bless you the way you need to be blessed. And it says, I found out also, I was reading my Bible, I was saying, Lord, what do I need to do to become your beloved? Because what it says, beloved, I wish above all things that you want, prosper and be in health. And you know what I found out in the Bible? He says, Ephesians 1:6. I said, my Lord, it was right there all these time. See, God will show you things you've been reading. I know I've been reading right over it. My Lord, showing these things. I'm getting excited more and more every day because he's showing me reason to stay with him. Make sure I stay in Christ. Ephesians 1:6, let me get to read quick. Thank you, Lord. Ephesians 1:6. Okay, it says, to the praise of the glory of his grace, wherein he has made us accepted in the what? Beloved. When we're in Christ, we're in the beloved. Then now, what he said, this is my beloved son in whom I'm what? So when we are in Christ, we are now his beloved. And he's down saying to us, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health. Because why? Now you're what? In who? Christ. Ain't that something? He called us his beloved when we're in Christ. Makes sense. Because in one body, I said, look at it. I thought it was something difficult and hard, and I'm praying and searching. Scripture was right there. That God just opened my eyes and right there. So if you get in Christ, you're now my beloved. So he's now speaking to me, beloved, I wish you above all things that you prosper and be in health as you what? So prosper. God takes pleasure in the prosperity of his saints. Because why? His saints going to praise him. His saints going to read his Bible. Saints going to pray. They're going to come to church. They're not going to take trillions of dollars and stay home. He don't mind you having a fine home. But just remember this. The Bible says, in my Father's house are many what? Jesus got a mansion built for you in your Father's house. Isn't that something? So if I go away, I prepare a place for you. I'm coming back. We all got a mansion when we're in Christ. And when we leave here, as long as I'm going to be on into what? To be with my Lord, we're going to his mansion. And who is my Father? God is my Father. And I will have a mansion, a big room, in his house. I bet that mansion is decked out. Lord, have mercy. Special bed, special thing. Everything all paid for. Because Jesus did it for us. But we got to get in Christ. Get in Christ. And we teach the. I'm saying, Lord, that's the answer. In Christ. That solved the problem. Got to get in Christ. It solved all of our problems. And then when we're in Christ, it's 2 Corinthians 1:21, God anoints you. God anoints you. The anointing you needed to remove the yokes and the burden that's in your life. God anoints you when you get what? In Christ. And when you get in Christ, that's when the sinning stops. Because in Christ, there's no what? No sin in him. Everything stops when we get in Christ. The devil has to leave us alone because he no longer sees us. He sees Christ. So we got to make sure we get in Christ. I go back to Romans 12, 1 and 2. I talk to God like this. God, you said present my body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to you. Am I doing that, Lord? See, I want to make sure God says for reason. Am I doing that, Lord? Because sometimes, Lord, I just don't feel your presence. Sometimes, Lord, I don't feel that you're there. Am I presenting my body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto you? Or am I doing something wrong with your temple? Because our body is a temple of who? Of God. Don't you know the Spirit of God wants to live in you? That's powerful. He wants to live in us. He's got to have somebody on this earth that he can use. That's why Jesus had to come, because you got to have a body to work through on this earth. The devil works through people's body, and God wants to work through what? Your body. But what you got to do, God cannot work through your body unless you give it to him. See, in other words, I found out God will not do nothing in your life unless you give it to him. He's not going to come and make you do nothing. You got to give it to him. Jesus gave up his life. And he says, I say this to you, Jesus and God can't save what you never gave to him. If you never gave your life to him, he can't save you. 2 Corinthians chapter 8, verse 5. That first gave themselves to who? The Lord. And we didn't understand that. If we did that early, like it said from a child now known the Holy Scripture, if we gave ourselves to the Lord early and did his will early, life would be so much better. Because guess what? People says, God in charge. That's when he's in charge. When you give your life to him, when you die to yourself, when you die to your ways, and say, whatever you want to do with me, Lord, it's fine. Give it to him, knowing that what he's going to do through you, it's going to be for whose benefit? Your benefit. When you give your life to Jesus, all things going to work together for who's good? You're good. And broken English, but life's going to get gooder and gooder and gooder. Because you trust him to fix it. He knows what he's doing. Do you know why he puts you in certain things? He knows what it takes to humble you. He sees what's in you that he wants to work out of you. Anything that's in you, God wants to work it out of you. Because there's some things in each and every one of us that would hinder us growing in the Lord. So God knows it's in there. He wants to work it out of you. Now don't get me wrong. Whatever he takes you through, you can pass the test. You are not set up for failure as long as you're in Christ. You are going to win. The Bible says, we are all more than what? Conquerors. No matter what, when you're in Christ, you can conquer anything that come in your life. Remember, he is working in you. Philippians 1:6, he that began a good work in you will continue till the return of Jesus Christ. He's working good in you. See, there's some good in you you don't know about. There's good in everybody. And when he works in you, he brings out the good. Get rid of the what? Bad. See, as he works in me, I don't have that bad temper no more. I don't have that loose lips no more. What Wilson says, loose lips do what? He's working out the things that was in me. Make me a better person. Then when you look at me, I'm a different person. Because why? We know what the Bible says. It always says, if any man be in Christ, he's a new creature. But let me tell you something. When a woman gets in Christ, she's a new person. Everything is new. You are a different person when you get in Christ. He changes everything. Then all the good that was in you comes out. See, the devil don't want the good in you to come out. He wants the bad in you to come out. And if you don't know Christ, guess what will keep coming out of you? Bad, because sometimes you've been hurt so bad by different people. But Jesus is the only one that can heal the hurts. All the aches, he can heal everything. You get to the point where you what? Love your what? Enemies. And pray for those that what? Ain't that something? Most of the old person, what? They did that to me? Remember this. Jesus said, if you've done it to the least of my little ones, you've done it unto who? It took me a while. I had to get a tap. I said, wait a minute. They're not doing that to me. They're doing that to who? The Jesus what? In you. They're not attacking you. We don't wrestle against flesh and blood. The devil is attacking the Jesus in you. Wants you to get where you doubt. Wants you to get where you believe. That's why we got to remember what the scripture says. Simon, Simon, Satan has desire to have you so he can sift you as what? Wheat. He wants to tear you apart. But Jesus said, I prayed for you that your what? Faith don't fail. Don't let nothing get you so mad you lose your faith in God. We have to sit on the door. Lose everything, you've lost nothing. Lose your faith in God, you've lost what? And the devil going to tear you apart. Remember his plan. Steal, kill, and destroy. I mean, think about it. Why would I serve somebody who plans to steal me away from God, kill me? But we don't understand. Because why? He has a way of giving us things that pleading to the flesh, pleading to the eyes. The devil will give you that stuff. But he's going to tell you about the end. Always remember the end. Psalm 73, in Christ. Got so many scriptures. That's available in Christ. Then God will anoint you. Now, it says here, 2 Corinthians 3:14. The mind will blind it, for until that day remain the same veil untaken away in the reading of the Old Testament, which veil is done away in Christ. Till you get in Christ, you're blinded. Your mind's blinded. But when you get in Christ, guess what? That veil is taken away. Spiritually blind. But when you get in Christ, the veil is broken. You can see spiritually. And it's different. Now, look at this. What it says. Are you listening? In the Old Testament, the veil is still what? There. Now, it's sad to say, you pick up a Bible, and it says, reading your Bible through in 1 year. What's the first thing you start reading? Old Testament. See the trick of man? And time you read all that stuff in the Old Testament, you haven't read the New Testament, but that's not what Jesus said. Jesus said, take my yoke upon you and learn of who? Me. Learn about Jesus first. Learn what Jesus did for you. Learn that Jesus died on the cross. Learn what Jesus went through. And when you learn what Jesus did for you, you can't help but to love him. No one else. Well, that sounds, he did it all. He did it all for you. For me. He came from heaven. Went through whatever he got to go through. And he willingly died on the cross. When you realize Jesus was a man of sorrow. I mean, he went through a lot. I mean, Jesus didn't even want to go through it. But he knew that he was the only one that could do what was necessary for you to be reconciled back to God. And it got hard for him. It got hard for us sometimes that he went to the Garden of Gethsemane and he prayed, Father, if possible, let this cup pass from me, but nevertheless, not my will, but what? Jesus did it all. I mean, we were sinners. He said, I willingly die for all of them. I will willingly die for all of them. And he gave up the ghost. Jesus didn't have to die. He could have called down legions of angels to protect him. But he said, no. I'll die because I want everyone that's born on this earth to be reconciled back to God. And that's the only way we can get back to God. That's the only way we can go to our Father's house. So he went ahead and he gave it. When you people have done a lot of things for you, but ain't nobody have done what Jesus did for you. In reality, I don't think nobody really want to die for you. They might say, oh, I died for you. They say, okay, JoJo, I can kill you. Joe Brown, you say you died for him? Okay, we can shoot you. Wait a minute. You can really kill me? Yeah. You say you want to die for him. But what did Jesus do? He asked us to die to what? Our ways. That's all. He don't want you dead. He said, I'm not praying for my Father to take you out of this world. I'm praying for you to be delivered from what? He don't want you to leave here early. He said, with long life will I satisfy you. Psalm 91:14-16. He's not in a rush to get you out of here. So what? So much available in Christ. Okay. Let's see. 2 Corinthians 5:19. He says that God was in Christ reconciling the world back to himself. So when we get reconciled back to God, what are we supposed to do? Help reconcile somebody back to Christ. We're ambassadors for him. We're supposed to help somebody come to Christ. By being an example, not just talking. Because I'm telling you, people are watching your life. That's why you can get everything fixed in your life. You can be a new person. I don't care what you have done. God and Jesus will forgive you for what? Everything. You would be a new person. They would say, is that Susie Q? Lord, she's so different. And know what they'd be saying? Girl, what did you do to change that? Dad says, I gave my life to Jesus. Now your testimony. I don't do that no more. Oh, no, that's the past. And don't let nobody bother you, because what the Bible says, forgetting those things that are behind, what do? You press toward the mark of a high calling of the prize that's where? In Christ Jesus. Don't let people always bring stuff from the past. That's behind. But you got to forget about it. And know what you got to do? Forgive yourself. Forget about it and what? Forgive yourself. Since God is willing to forgive you, you forgive what? Yourself. Now, when you forgive yourself, and get into Christ, Romans 8:1, there's no more condemnation. Only the people that knew about it can try to condemn you. Don't let them condemn you. Once you get in Christ, it's over. No matter what they say, it's what God's word says, that's what's important. Because we all have sinned and come short of the glory of what? Okay. Now, I got so much here. Now, how do you become a child of God? Galatians 3:6. Once you accept Jesus Christ and do the Romans and everything. For ye are all the children of God by faith in Christ Jesus. Faith in who? Christ Jesus. That's how you become a child of God. You got to have faith in Jesus. You got to believe he's the Son of God. You got to believe that God raised him from the dead. You got to believe that. And here's what it says in Galatians 3:28. There is neither Jew nor Greek. There is neither bond nor free. There is neither male nor female. For ye are all one in Christ Jesus. What is it saying? There is no prejudice. Once that would stop all the prejudice in this world, we get in Christ. Because we realize God made us. We all came the same way through our mother's womb. And when we learn to love Jesus again, that's my brother in Christ. That's my sister in Christ. That's why you pass from death unto life when you have love for the brethren and for the sisters. You just got to love everybody that's in the big family of who? Love them. You don't care nothing about what they look like, because God made them look the way they look. I guess that's a big test everybody's going to pass. I look one way, you look another way, but when you're in Christ, you're all what? One body. You can't hate one another. Now, we've got to change. We've got to change, not the Christ, but being in the Lord. When you're with the Lord in Christ, Ephesians 1:3, blessed be the God and Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with all spiritual blessing in heavenly places, where? In Christ. There's spiritual blessings when you're in Christ. And Ephesians 2:6, and has raised us up together and placed us together, us sit together in heavenly places in what? Christ Jesus. It's so different. It says in Ephesians 3:13, but now in Christ Jesus you were sometime were far off, but are made right by the blood of Jesus. We were far from Jesus. When we get in Christ, now we're close to him because of the blood that he shed. We can feel his presence. We can feel his love when we're in Christ. When we realize what he's done for us, we just want to spend time with him and love him and love him and love him. When we realize what he did. But you got to get in Christ, because you will never enjoy life while you're here. And then when Jesus come, what it says? The dead in who? Christ. Going what? Christ. If you're not in Christ, guess what? You're not going back with Jesus when he come. And those that remain will be what? Do you believe that? See, I believe that. I believe that if Jesus come right now, everybody that's buried in that ground in Christ gonna come up, body can come out of there and go where? Heaven. And everyone that's alive that believe that, we can be caught up in me. See, if when we believe that, that means I would make sure I do everything I can to stay where? In who? He might come 12 o'clock at night. We don't know. Might come while we're sleeping. Doesn't matter when he comes. We're ready when he what? When he comes. That's important. You don't want to be left behind here for 7 years of tribulation. You do not want that. Because the devil is loose to torment you. Do you know who's stopping the devil from doing what he's doing? The saints. The praying one right now. We that have the Holy Ghost, we are praying. We are fighting spiritual battles, like he said, praying for people. Right now, so the devil can't hurt you. They're praying for you. Those that are strong, business, infirmity of the weak. We are praying until you get to the place where you can now fight for somebody else. Who you may fight for? Might be for your mother. Might be for your daddy. Might be for your brother. Might be for your sister. But you can't fight for them unless you're what? In Christ. People say, that's different. When I stop and think about it, God made it so simple. We go into all these things we're going through. What it says in 1 Thessalonians 5:18. In everything, give what? Thanks. For this is the will of God in Christ Jesus concerning you. What do you mean give everything? Give thanks. It hurt. They give thanks that God gonna heal you. They hurt my feeling. Thank as you seek him, thank God he's gonna heal you. He's gonna make you stronger. You'll get to the point where it says Psalm 119:165, great peace have they who love the law, and nothing shall by any means do what? Offend them. You know it's good to be where nothing offend you. It's good to be that way. You gotta realize it's just that the person that's offending you is not in Christ. And they want to bring you to a different place to make you feel what? Bad about your what? Don't let nobody make you feel bad about yourself. God made us, amen? The way we are. And when you're in Christ, don't worry about nothing what people say. All you do, you make sure that you please Christ. They may say this and say that. Don't worry about it. Don't worry about it. There's so many Christians here. Now, here's what's so good. Ephesians 2:10. For we are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus unto good works, which God had before ordained that we should walk therein. That was done in Christ Jesus. God, we were created to do good works. And God ordained that for us to be good people. But we are not that person until we get where? We stop being mean. We stop being selfish. All these things we're doing that are not pleasing God and getting in Christ, we don't do them no more. Do it no more. Because why? You got a prize. You got a reward. And you're not going to let the devil steal that reward from you. You're going to make sure that when you do leave here, you go to be with God and Jesus, to that mansion that Jesus had prepared for you. You ain't gonna let nobody take that from you. No one can take that from you but who? You. Don't let nobody steal that from you. Oh, I ain't got this now, I ain't got that. That's all right. And if your faith is not working, Galatians 5:6. For in Jesus Christ, neither circumcision avails or anything, nor uncircumcision, but faith, which worketh by love. Love for who? For Jesus and God. If you don't love Jesus and God, your faith don't work. So, what do I need to do to get in Christ? Told you. We share it all the time. I can get on infinity scriptures. What do we need to do to get in Christ? We give our life to Jesus. We ask for the Holy Spirit. We let the Holy Spirit pray through us, Romans 8:26. Now, don't try to deal with your mind. Just do what it says. The Holy Spirit prays to you every day, the word of God. You got to get up. I like that song Terry prayed a while back. I'll provide the spirit. You provide the sacrifice. You get up out of bed and you do what you have to do. And let the Holy Spirit pray through you like it did through Hannah. Hannah got the child that she was praying for. And five more. And then one day, see what the Holy Spirit is helping you to do is to keep you in the straight and narrow path because you are praying for the will of God to be done in your whose life? Now, see, if it don't happen, you don't pray, you won't do it. You go back and forth, back, but you pray. Then one day, when the Holy Spirit see you consistent, I think Terry mentioned today, consistency is the key to what? The breakthrough. You get your breakthrough. Boom, he puts you in Christ. All of a sudden, you're a different person. You say, oh, my God. Somebody say something, you don't get upset no more. Somebody do that, it don't bother you no more. You made it. You're victorious. You feel good about who you are. Are you with me? The devil wants you to hear this, but you're going to hear it. Stop feeling bad. God didn't make no junk. Amen? God did not make no junk. Everyone God made is perfect. And if anything is wrong, who can fix it? Who can fix it? So you always come to him. No matter what's wrong, for some reason something may be going wrong, doesn't matter. He can fix it. Do what you can to get in Christ. I almost finish it. Then the Holy Spirit, one day, he baptized you into the body of who? Christ. And when I thought about that, I said, that is so simple, but here's the problem. Let me just say this to you. The devil knows that. So when it's time to get up, guess what's going to happen? Sleep. He'll fight you. He don't want you to get in Christ because why? He knows he can't use you no more. He knows when you get in Christ, he's defeated. He don't want you to get there. So he's going to fight you. But you got to fight for that. It's worth it. You know, one scripture, I'll make sure I cover this one. Because it's so much, it's worth getting up. And now here is what I learned. Those that wait upon the Lord shall do what? Renew their strength. God renews your strength. Mind of the wings of eagle, running not get weary, walking not what? You won't be tired, you'll be amazed. Because now, God gives you whose strength? You go to work, maybe got 3 hours sleep, you work all day. I'm not even tired. It's now his strength. The Bible said, in him we move, and in him we have our being. God would give you his strength to do what you need to do. And every time you do that, you're being empowered by God. Because God says, oh, they're working on what is necessary. They're making sure that they come back to me. They're making sure that they're given time to get in Christ. And that's where I need everybody on this earth to get. When you get into Christ, your life is redeemed from what? I believe that. He mentioned earlier, angels are watching over you. Don't you know that? God's angels, a host of angels, and kept on those to fear the Lord. So much thing available in Christ. I'm going to give you a description later on. Let's get in Christ. Let's do what I need to do to get in Christ. You become a good person for God. Because that's what God wants us to be. Just like Jesus. Amen? Nobody can stop us but who? Us. But we didn't know that what we shared, Romans 8:26. The Spirit does the work. God, Holy Spirit, does the praying through us. We got to be disciplined enough to get out of that what? Bed. Could I tell you one thing? If you lay down and try to pray, what happened to you? Yes, right, the devil says, go back, go to sleep. No. Can't let you get in Christ. Because when you get in Christ, I can't get to you no more. When you get in Christ, you win. When you get in Christ, you got power over me. He don't want you to get in Christ. And just like it says, you can speak to the different thing that Jesus spoke to the fig tree. Didn't the fig tree die? Don't you know we can have power? We get to speak to the elements and things will happen. God don't want us, the devil don't want us to have that kind of what? He don't want that. And that's why we got to do what we can, make sure I cover this here, to get in Christ. That's when it's over with. All the things you're going through, all the frustrations, it is over when we get in Christ. Let's hit this right here. Let's go to Philippians chapter 3. Time is running. My Lord, let's get in Christ. That's the victory. That's the true victory. He don't mind blessing you then. He said, I got you. The devil ain't going to get you no more. I got you now. But you got to get in Christ. Thank you, Lord Jesus. That's the victory. Philippians chapter, what did I say? Three. Okay. Chapter 3. Okay. It says, verse 6. Concerning zeal, persecuting the church. That's Paul. Saul, rather. Touching the righteousness which is in the law of blameless. That's what Saul was doing. Persecuting the church. A lot of folks are persecuting the church to stand for right. They're trying to tear down that church to stand for right. And that's what Paul was doing. But Paul had an experience with Jesus on the road to Damascus. Saul was changed to who? Had an experience with the Lord. He said, yea, doubtless, I count all things but loss for the excellency of the knowledge of Christ Jesus, my Lord, for whom I have suffered the loss of all things, and do count them but what? Dung that I may win Christ. Paul was an educated person. He knew the law. He knew the Bible. But after he had an experience with Jesus, what he said? I count all the things I attained, all the education, all of these degrees, all of that stuff I've accomplished, I count it as what? Dung that I might what? You listen to what I'm saying. Whatever you're running for, you've got to put that in. I got to win Christ first. Let me win Christ. Let me take time to win Christ. Okay? And be found in him, not having my own righteousness, which is of the law, but that which is through the faith of Christ, the righteousness which is of God by what? By faith. That I may what? Listen to this. That I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering being made conformable to his death. That I may know Jesus and the power of his resurrection so I can live a resurrected life. I can live a life just like he lived. I can live a life that pleases to God. Get to know him. You can live the same way Jesus lived on this earth. And that's what the world needs to see. People living just the way that Jesus lived, having power. We need that in our life. If by any means I might attain to the resurrection of the dead, not as though I had already attained either or already perfect, but I follow after, if that I may apprehend that for which also I apprehended of Christ Jesus. Now, here's what he said. Brethren, number 13, I count not myself to have apprehended, but there's one thing I do. Forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are what? Before. You got to forget about all them different things that happen. Forget about it. And what you start doing? Press toward what? The mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. You got to forget about them things. Some things happened, it was your fault. Something happened, it was not your fault. But when you come to Christ and taste and see how good he is, and you want more of him, you've got to forget about those things. You've got to forgive everybody for what they did. You got to. God was still there for you. Psalm 41:11. I know that thou favorest me because the enemy did not what? Triumphs over. No matter what you went to, the devil can't triumph over you. You are more than in Christ. It will always cause you to what? Triumph. When you're in Christ, you're always called to triumph. You got to believe that. That whatever I'm going through, I'm going to be victorious. Because like it said in that song, if God be for me, who can be what? Got to remember that. Forget what people said. Forget what people did. When you love Jesus, forgive them. Because if you don't forgive them, God cannot what? Please, and you can't go nowhere. No matter what, forgive them. Get in Christ. Then later on, finish the process. But we just start by getting in Christ. But the Holy Ghost, but get in, you got to get in Christ to really get the Holy Ghost. You can't just get the Holy Ghost and you're not in Christ. Because we got to be obedient to Him. So where's the victory? The victory, what? Is in Christ. The victory is get all these, I'm giving these scriptures, read it, and get in Christ. You're accepted by God. God wants to use you. You're now God's beloved. And God said, I will not withhold anything good from those that what? Walk upright, what? God will bless you going in, coming out. We need that in the church. We need that. But it all comes to the point, we got to make sure we're giving ourselves first to the Lord in everything that we face. And what I mean by that, if you're faced with something, go to the Bible, see what the Bible says, and be willing to do what the Bible says. Because if you resist His word, you're resisting who? And it won't work. Whatever the Bible says do, ask God to help you to do it. Then you get in Christ. Then you can have a long life. You have a prosperous life. Because He says, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health as your soul prospers. When God has me share things like this, this is prospering your soul. We are telling you how to get in Christ. You're growing. Do it and watch you grow. Watch things change for you. Watch God fix everything in your life that's been bothering you for years. I don't care what happened. God can heal all the wounds. God can take away all the pain. And He will make you a better person. You can be the best person you can be when you make up your mind that you're going to get in Christ and do what God's word says. So where's the victory? Is where? In Christ. That's the victory. And that's why the devil fights so hard. He don't want you to get in Christ. But we learn that the Holy Spirit prayed through us, for us, and He will baptize us in Christ. Amen? Amen. God does the work. He provides the Spirit. You provide the sacrifice. Get up and let the Holy Spirit pray through you God's will for your life every day. Amen? And things will change for you. Thank you, Lord. The victory is in Christ.